You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
Hi, folks. I'm called Z, host of The Watchman. Join me Saturday mornings at 9:30, where I will introduce to you less than perfect people who are becoming God seekers, kingdom walkers, those who have joined the battle, those who are in the fight, those who won't be defeated. Join me, Z, at The Watchman, Saturday mornings at 9:30 on WCNO, the Good News Station.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
The biggest problem I see is that today in this culture, we have a means to our own ends. That's our biggest problem. We always know how to get the answer, and we know everything. If we don't know everything, we can Google it and find it. We've learned how to get what we want, when we want it, and how we want it. And if we don't get what we want, when we want, and how we want it, we will let everybody know that we didn't get what we want, when we wanted it, and how we wanted it. And we won't be that pleasant about it because we used to get in our way. Come on, amen? And so what do? We end up selling out to convenience. We end up selling out to complacency. We end up selling out to our career. Come on, somebody, help me. And we say, well, I just got to do these things right now. No, you don't. I think you need to stand up and declare that the kingdom of God is alive and well, and there's an assignment on your life, and you're a person of destiny, and stop worrying about the small things that come along and nip at you. I mean, you know, the Bible says it's the small foxes that spoil the vine. It's not the great big devil in your way. It's all the little tiny things nipping at your heels. Huh? And so what we've done in our culture is we've learned how to trust our stuff more than we trust Him. And trust our decisions more than we trust His will. And think that our decisions and our will is going to get us through because God, after all, gave us a logical mind and He wants us to use it. No, He wants you to be dependent on Him. He wants you to logically conclude that you need to depend on Him. Yeah, I know that's a stretch, but come on now. Why? God wants us to depend on him for everything. He wants us to go to him for what we have. He wants us to go to him for what we need. I don't care if you can get it yourself or not. He still wants you to trust him for it. That's how faith works. Amen? Huh? In other words, God don't want us to be dependent on ourselves. He wants us to be dependent on his spirit in our life. God already knows you know how to do some things. Come on. That's why he picked you for the assignment that he gave you. But he wants you to be dependent on his spirit when you do it. Amen? So that means if you're feeling some opposition this morning, you ought to stand at your feet and give him praise right now because you hit it in the right direction. Go ahead, give him praise. I wonder if I got anybody in here that's feeling a little bit of opposition to the dream. Feeling a little bit of pushback. So I was going this way and all of a sudden something started pushing back on me. I didn't like the way it felt, so I started backing up. And then I realized that I was bought with the precious blood of Jesus. And I said, no, I'm going to take another step of faith. You better get out of my way, devil. You better get out of my way, problem. You better get out of my way, question. Because I got the living spirit of God on the inside of my life. And I ain't putting up with no pushback from you. Oh, come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. Listen, you got to have determined, dangerous, relentless faith when it comes to the promises God on your life. Because if you can be denied, you will be denied. Come on, amen. When you get to the point where you say, I can't take it anymore. I mean, that's when you have all you can take. When you admit that that's it and you can't take it anymore, then that's all you can take. Because you're agreeing with what the enemy says over your life. That's where you'll stop. Huh? Now, I'm not telling you God changed the direction of your life, because he will change the direction of your life. That's where you need to be obedient. Okay? Sometimes God will say, all right, that's enough. Now you're doing this. Somebody say, hallelujah, pastor. That's good. But sometimes we just quit because it got too hard. Come on, amen? See, the enemy of your life is out to get your faith. He ain't after your kids. He ain't after your house. He ain't after your watch. He ain't after your car. He ain't after your job. He's after your faith. Because if he can get your faith, then he can destroy everything else. If he can get you to live in a place of complacency, then he knows you'll never be affected for the destiny of your life, and you'll never make a difference in the kingdom of God. You might fill up a chair in church, and he's all right with that. He just don't want you helping fill up anymore. And if he can make you complacent, then you ain't going to bring nobody to church with you. If he can make you complacent, then you're not going to talk about Jesus in the marketplace. If he can make you complacent, then you're going to be consumed with everything going on in your own life and not worried about what's going on in somebody else's life. That's some good preaching right there. I think I lost some of you. All right? Huh? Praise the Lord. The Bible says your adversary. Everybody say your adversary. How many know the devil ain't God's adversary? No, you missed that. The devil is not God's enemy. The devil got defeated a long time ago. The devil said, hey, and God said, bam, boom. And he was gone. It was like that. Ain't no more adversary for God. The devil barely got a half a word out of his mouth, and he was thrown down on the planet like a bolt of lightning cast out of heaven. It was over, Jack. No war, no battle. He ain't God's adversary. The Bible says the devil, your adversary, seeks about like a roaring lion, trying to find people that he can devour. Come on, somebody. In other words, he's trying to devour something out of you. What's he trying to do? Steal your faith. Because if he can get you to believe a lie, then you'll behave a lie. And then you'll manifest fear in your life. And you will never live the destiny that God has set before you. Amen? That's why the Bible says this. The Bible says, it is the good fight of faith. It's a good fight. I mean, you got to stay in faith. That means you ain't got to slap everybody that gets in your face. That means you ought to pray for them. It's a fight of faith. That means I've got to fight to stay in faith. Come on, amen. And if I'm fighting to stay in faith, then I'm fighting to stay in rest. So my struggle is to remain in faith so I can live at a place of rest. Because I can't be at peace and be at rest and live at a place called joy unless I can get there by faith. Because the world's done gone mad. The world's crazy. I mean, all you gotta do is watch TV for 10 minutes. The world is crazy. Somebody shout, the world's crazy. That's why they need you. They don't even know what they need. See, you're the antibiotic to the sin condition of the world. We just got to get the world to take their medicine. Praise the Lord. So we're striving, we're fighting to get to this place called rest, where we learn how to trust the Lord with all of our hearts, where we learn how to lean not on our own understanding, but we fight the fight of faith so that we can really trust Him and acknowledge Him in all of our ways, in all of His ways. See, it's hard to do that if you're full of yourself. If you've always got the answer to every question, it's hard to get in faith and believe God for the answer to every question because you already know it all. So we fight to come to a point where we don't have to fight. That's what faith works, amen? And then we enter into the place called the rest of the Lord, and we get there by faith. Somebody shout faith. Remember when Joshua was getting ready to go into Jericho and he ran into the commander of the army? He said this to the commander of the army. He said, "Are you for us or are you against us? Are you with us or are you our adversary?" Isn't that like us all the time? We always want to know, are you with me or against me? That's how we always are, ain't it? Are you with me or not? Ain't that what we always want to know, amen? Who's on my side? Who's with me, And the commander of the army looked at Joshua, and this is what he said when he asked him a question. He said, "No." He said, "Are you for us or against us?" And the commander of the army of the Lord said, "No." Come on, somebody. How many of you know what an answer that Joshua was looking for? Because no didn't make no sense to him. And the commander of the army just said, "No." He said, "What do you mean?" In other words, the Lord is not standing behind my program or standing behind your program or my ability or your ability or standing behind my talent or my skill or your skill. The Lord is backing up the purposes of God. In other words, no, He's doing His thing. Are you with Him or not? He ought to be the one asking the question. In other words, why are you asking that question? No. No, wrong question. Come on, somebody, amen? That means when you and I begin to rest ourselves in the providence of God and recognize that He knows us better than we know ourselves, and that we can trust Him even when we can't see Him, and we can believe on His name even when we don't have any reason to believe on His name other than the fact of what we read in the Bible. How many know that God is always working on our behalf even if we don't know He's working on our behalf? When your faith can rest in that knowledge, peace comes. But if your faith can't rest in that knowledge, then worry comes. Fear comes. Come on, how many know what I'm talking about? You dealt with some fear. Praise the Lord. It don't matter how high the waves are in the ocean, as long as the water don't get in the boat. They ain't be 100 feet. If the water ain't getting in the boat, you're going to be all right.
Hello, this is Pastor Jason Bumgardner. I want to thank you for participating in the Revealing Truth radio broadcast and supporting this vital ministry to the community. Many of you have been instrumental in bringing the revelation of the gospel of Jesus Christ to South Florida. Your generous tax-deductible donations help us reach a potential audience of 30,000 people every day. We are excited to announce to you today that giving to this ministry has become even easier. Will you please take a moment and text the word RADIO to 772-800-2464. Again, text the word RADIO to 772-800-2464. Then just follow the easy one-time setup and you can become a monthly supporter of The Revealing Truth. I want to thank you for your support today and being a covenant partner with The Revealing Truth radio broadcast. For more information on becoming a covenant partner, you can email me directly at pastorjason.truth@gmail.com. The address again is pastorjason.truth@gmail.com. It would be a great honor to have you partner with us as we seek to bring revival to South Florida. God bless you today, and thank you again for your generosity and all of your support. Again, text RADIO to 772-800-2464 and be a covenant partner today. Thank you so much, and have a blessed day.
I'm going to touch somebody and say, "I can't be bought. I cannot be bought." I wonder if I got anybody in here that believes they can't be bought today. Praise the Lord. Amen. I've come to talk to some people today that resist quitting in the middle of whatever it is they're going through. I've come to talk to some people of destiny at Truth Church that have had all they can have and say, I'm stepping out into a new way of living, a new place of identity. I ain't backing up and I ain't shutting up. I'm moving out in what God has for my life. Do I got anybody here today that's ready to move and take another step of faith? Praise the Lord. Amen. Your dream is real. Your potential is alive. Everything that God promises is yes and amen in you. Come on, amen. How many know His promises are powerful today? They're not just some weak need promises. They are promises that were custom designed for every individual's life. God had you on His mind when He made a promise for you. He thought about you. He put effort into your design. Oh, I feel good. I wish somebody would just praise the Lord just a little bit more so I don't feel like I'm doing this all by myself. Praise the Lord, amen. He's looking for some people that are able to commit to Him everything until that great day. Commit it all. Somebody say commit it all. What do you mean? Everything? Everything. You mean my kids? Your kids. You mean my house? Yes, your house. Your career? Yes, your career. Everything that makes up who you are and everything you've been called to steward and every aspect of your life, He wants you to commit it all to Him. You say, well, God sounds greedy. No, He ain't greedy. He's just going to do a better job with you than you could do with you. He's trying to help you. Will you let Him help you? Nah. Woo! I mean, anybody here that believes your dream is worth dying for? About 10 of you. I'm glad. 10 of it. With 10 people, we can get a lot done. Jesus and 12 did a lot. Praise the Lord. Amen. Listen, here's the problem. The devil knows he can't crush your faith. Come on, amen. He knows he can't get you back out into the world doing what you used to do. He can't just come up to you one day with a big old pocket of cocaine when you ain't done cocaine in 20 years and say, here, have a line. You're going to look at him and say, shut up, you fool. So what does he do? He works on the little things. And it tries to destroy the little things where you feel weak, where you feel inadequate, where you've been rejected, where you feel insecure. And what he actually does is he comes into agreement with your flesh. So when you're laying around going, man, I don't feel good, he's right there beside you going, yep, you don't look good either. I think I'm sick. Oh yeah, this could be contagious. You could die from this. See, there's power in agreement. What you don't want to do is to come into agreement with the devil. You want to be in agreement with your daddy. Praise the Lord. Amen. So his plan is not to destroy your faith, but to neutralize it, to paralyze it, so that you'll sell out to comfort, sell out to convenience, sell out to the easy way. And then we just go through life going, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. But really we're not blessed, we're deceived, and we're living in a lie thinking we're blessed because we're too lazy to do anything in the kingdom. Ooh, I didn't come here today for this, Pastor. Well, you're here, so you must have been assigned by God to be here. That's all I can say. So his plan is not just to destroy you, but to make you ineffective. So if the devil can make you ineffective, then you ain't going to do anything in the kingdom. You're not going to live your destiny. You're not going to live your promise. And like I said, he's okay with that. Amen? And so what happens is our faith becomes impotent. Ain't no power on it. Go around talking about all the faith we got, but we barely got enough faith to be saved. Huh? So what are you talking about? I'm talking about you've been a Christian for 20 years and you go to bed at night wondering, boy, if Jesus comes tonight, I wonder if I'm going to go to heaven. How many of that ain't no faith? How many of that's a real struggle for a lot of believers? Look, I'm not perfect. There was times I would have quit if I had options. Come on. I mean, if somebody came to me and said, hey, here's $500,000, Jason, you can quit everything and take off and go to whatever you want. I mean, I might have done it. There was some tough times around here when I got weak, where Jason ended and he needed the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody, help me, amen? I mean, sometimes when things get real tough, we start planning and plotting our way out. We start dreaming of, well, if this all falls apart, I guess I can try to do this and maybe I'll be able to do that and you know, maybe my old boss will hire me back over there if it all comes down. And so what happens is we never fully engage to the call of God on our life, and we walk on our tippy toes doing the call of God on our life, and the first wave of attack comes and knocks us right on our tail. The next thing you know, you're at home going, I wonder if I should call my old boss. This is a whole lot harder than I thought it was going to be. I'm not cut out for this stuff. This is too much. Maybe God didn't call me at all. Maybe I just missed the whole thing. Maybe God wants me to be one of them praying Christians that just sit in the back and pray for people. And you know that ain't true, because you'd already be doing it if he told you to do it anyway, and you ain't doing it now. Woo. Come on, somebody. Amen. The reason why some of us don't quit is because we didn't have any options. The reason why some of us don't give up is because we got backed down into a corner and we felt like we've lost everything. And everything's been taken away from us, and we've been sitting in a corner crying with our tissue. But the truth is we really didn't have anywhere else to go, because God removed every available option out of your life to get you back to a point where you can get up off the floor and take another step of faith, and he can begin to heal you from your loss, heal you from your grief, heal you from your theft, and put you back in the place that he called you to be in the first place. Somebody ought to thank God that he took some options away from you. Praise the Lord. Sometimes we didn't know where else to go, so we just stayed right where we were. Praise the Lord. Amen. How many know if you had some other options, you might have went somewhere else? I just thank God that he shut the door on some of us. You say, God shut the door? Yeah, sometimes he just shuts the door on you because he's got you planted in a place, and you've been so obstinate you can't see where he's had you planted for so long. You think you're supposed to go somewhere else, and this is just a stepping stone. And God said, no, it ain't a stepping stone. Put down your roots. Put down your foundation. I've got a plan for you right there. Stop being a struggle with me. Why don't you get in faith and face the storm? Come on, amen. See, when you do that, when you really get that kind of dangerous style of living by faith, you'll be able to face your battle head on. And you'll walk into it with joy. Most of the Christians walk into a battle dreading it. I can't even think about Thursday coming. No, a real Christian of faith is going, whoa, I can't wait till Thursday. I'm going to meet the challenge. I'm going to jump over a wall. I'm going to run through a mountain. I'm going to carve a new path. I'm going to learn how to live off of a compass and not a map, because God's got a plan for my life. I ain't afraid of the enemy. He's afraid of me. See, I don't think some of y'all believe that today. We walk around in fear of our circumstances. We want to blame the devil, but really we're just afraid of our circumstances. And we're afraid we made bad choices, so we always lie to ourselves and cover up the choices we made. Come on, somebody, help me, amen? I'm ready to come out of every battle victorious. I'm ready to come out of every battle a winner. I'm ready to stand in the championship zone and hold up the trophy and say, look what we did. We live in the life of faith. Come on, huh? See, dangerous faith will develop in you the ability to not sell out at every opportunity. And opportunities are going to present themselves when the times get going tough. Huh? When the pastor said something you didn't like, or when the usher didn't greet you the way you thought you should have been greeted. Or you picked up your kid from the nursery and they had boogers all over their lip. Huh? What kind of a nursery is this? It's supposed to be a professional church, and my kid's got little snotty boogers all over his mouth. I'm never going back to that church again. Oh, shut up. They make stuff called tissue. Wipe it up and take another step of faith. Is that too harsh? We do need some help in the nursery, by the way. That's your plug. Oh, we need some help in kids' church. There's another plug. You say, well, I just don't know where God wants to use me. Well, put your hand to the plow somewhere in the body of Christ. Get busy and get some relief for some of these ladies that spend 4 Sundays and 3 Wednesdays in kids' church so we can all sit in here and have church together. I want to just give them a big round of applause, because they just get over there week after week and Sunday after Sunday and Wednesday after Wednesday and facilitate what God wants to do in this house. And let me tell you, it's not a small thing to take care of somebody else's children, because you already know it's hard to take care of your own. You want to take a real step of faith? Get plugged into kids' ministry. Serve over there for a year. Give them one Wednesday or one Sunday a month and see what God begins to do in your life. I'm talking about real crazy dangerous faith now.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where students have time for creativity, math, and logic, where truth is taught along with history, literature, and technology, where respect is modeled by please and thank you, where innovation and leadership are fostered while planning out college and career paths. This is the future of St. Lucie Christian students. We are now enrolling kindergarten through 12th grade. Full scholarships are still available. Find out more at stluciechristian.org.
Navigating the real estate market in Florida today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches, the housing market is back in full force and there are a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It also can be very time-consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is offering a free seminar on how to prepare to buy a home, what programs are available to you, and how you can qualify. You can sign up for this free seminar by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 561-201-5499. The number again is 561-201-5499. También hablamos en español.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv. Like the rising sun.
I hear the voice of one cry. I hear the voice of one cry. Prepare ye. I hear the voice of one cry. I hear the voice.